During debate on the Senate floor, sponsor Luis Sepulveda said until President Donald Trump and Congress fix the nation's immigration problem, measures like granting undocumented immigrants driver's licenses are necessary.
It's undocumented families, they cannot take their children to schools. Some of them have children that are so sick that I have met, so sick that it brought me to tears, because they cannot take a sick child to a hospital for medical attention.
The New York Immigration Coalition's Murad Awada, who had been lobbying for the measure, says it will be a game changer for immigrants, especially for those working in areas where there is no public transit.
Having more people who are tested to drive, registered their vehicles, and have insurance on their vehicles is a win-win for everyone in the state of New York.
The state assembly passed the measure last week. It now goes to Governor Cuomo, who said in the past that he supports the idea, but he dampened expectations on whether he'd sign the bill in an interview on Albany public radio station WAMC. Cuomo says in recent days a new worry has developed. He says he has concerns that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, might be able to find a back way into the state DMV database and use that information to deport people.
We have to write a law that does not have an unintended consequence. That's what the smart people are worried about.
Cuomo points to a news report from California where it is legal for undocumented immigrants to obtain the driver's licenses. It says ICE used backdoor methods to obtain personal information about some immigrants, then used that data to track them down and deport them. Cuomo said he'd asked the state Solicitor General Barbara Underwood to look over the measure and make sure its protections are adequate before he decided whether to sign it or not. Awada, with the Immigration Coalition, is skeptical about the governor's objections. He says Cuomo's been on record as supporting the driver's licenses for a dozen years. When Cuomo was attorney general in 2007, he wrote a memo in support of a similar measure. It was introduced by then-Governor Elliot Spitzer. And Awada says the current bill has been discussed for 3 years and includes a number of protections aimed at addressing holes in California's system to better protect New York's immigrants' personal data from ICE.
Not sure what happened since 2007 Cuomo to 2019 Cuomo, but I'm hoping that he's not putting politics over the people of New York.
Monday evening, State Attorney General Letitia James issued a statement saying that she believes the bill is well-crafted and contains ample protections for those who apply for driver's licenses. Around an hour and a half later, Cuomo's counsel, Alfonso David, said in a statement that he was satisfied with AG James' assessment and that the governor would sign the bill. Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses, are against the measure. GOP Senator Jim Todisco represents Schenectady and portions of its suburbs. Polls show the bill is unpopular in upstate areas. Todisco says granting the undocumented immigrants the licenses condones some of the unlawful actions that the immigrants took to get into the country.
If I can come here as someone through the process illegally and get all the benefits and the privileges of what a citizen could get, why would I wait in line in any sense? And why would those people continue to wait in line that they're waiting in line now? They just say, hey, look what's happening.
Todisco says ultimately it's about gaining voting rights for undocumented immigrants, something advocates and bill sponsors have consistently said is not true. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.